Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Time for our morning interview, and I've got folks in from the Choose Respect Mural Project, and I guess you're all committee members, Joe D'Arienzo, Gretchen Clark, and Julia, you're on the committee as well for Choose Respect. And I guess the main news, Gretchen, is that there's finally, the RFP is out for artists. Now, how can people find out about that?
It is. So we've issued a call for artists, and we're looking for visual artists who are interested in working on the Choose Respect mural. And for those who think they might be interested or want to take a look at the application, they can give me a call at 738-0913, or they can go to www.artchangeinc.org.
Okay. And let's just reacquaint people with the idea of the Choose Respect mural. This is one of the four projects or priorities that came out of last fall's health summit, right?
It is, yes. It was one of the four projects. It was an idea that was originally floated by the DV Task Force, and they brought that forward at the health summit, and it was chosen as one of the four. And the idea was to have a mural that was focused around respect, taking off a bit from the governor's initiative of the Choose Respect, but then also just to bring awareness of the huge problem of DV, or domestic violence and sexual assault within Sitka, within the state, and to find a way to talk about the issue and come up with some creative solutions to it. So not focusing just on the negative, but how do we take that and do something positive with it?
Okay. Now, just putting up a piece of art doesn't necessarily address domestic violence. It's the process of getting that art up that's important. That's an important component of this, right, Julia? And I guess you've been in the schools working with students trying to just kind of start a conversation about this.
That's right. We're trying to be really creative with our approaches to this very serious issue. And we're asking not just students but communities to think about, you know, not only what respect means, but, you know, what is the bigger issue that we're talking about? What, how are we going to address this concept of respect? And, you know, one of the ideas is to define respect, and often you get really literal interpretations when you say, what is respect? You know, respect is dot, dot, dot. So we're approaching it from the angle of, you know, what are these stories? What are these experiences that we have as human beings? What are we overlooking? What aren't we seeing that other people are experiencing? What are some things that we live through that we maybe overlook in other individuals? And so we're really using this creative approach to uncover some of those stories. And so Alan Frankenstein and I have been working over at Blatchley Middle School with the video production class there, and we'll be in the class at least once a week for the rest of the semester, using things like theater and writing and collage and photography to create short pieces around some of these stories that these kids are experiencing. So we're starting with a self-portrait, and then we'll be moving to family and then community. So that's just one component of the process that we'll be using for the next few months to help create material for this respect mural.
Okay, so Gretchen, how does this kind of thing get transmitted to the artist? I mean, how is the collaboration going to work, do you imagine?
It's a great question. One of the things that we are specifically requesting of artists who write a proposal for the RFP is that they be part of the process, that they be willing to look at the pieces that come from the Beyond Words process, that from engaging with the youth and with community members, and to use those as an inspiration. And so for that inspiration to come from what the community creates, and then for them to take that and do their magic and mm-hmm. create a mural, mm-hmm. so that the mural becomes a reflection not just of the artist's thought process, but of the community's process.
Are students going to participate in the actual creation of the mural beyond producing ideas, or is that going to be left up to the artist entirely?
That will be left up to the artist.
Okay.
But the pieces that the students create and anything that comes out of the community process will be standalone pieces of art too. So to coincide with the unveiling of the mural, we'll probably have a big community event that showcases those pieces.
Okay.
And we'll probably see them uploaded on the website. We may see them around town. you know, we may create PSAs out of whatever comes from both the Beyond Words process and one other component that will be engaging the community as a whole that taps into this whole idea of invisible stories.
All right. Joe D'Arienzo, you've sat in this chair a few times representing the Tree and Landscape Committee. You're on the Choose Respect Committee, and I guess it's a natural sort of tie-in, Tree and Landscape and the Choose Respect mural. Is that where your involvement in this
comes from? Yes, partially. As you know, Tree and Landscape recently did a survey, and one of the top priorities of that was more public art. So this is a natural tie-in for that, and I could lend some of that, I suppose, some of those experiences and how that process takes place as far as the logistics of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I can lend, a lot of advice there or help there. And I also think it's a very worthy project and process, and I'm looking forward to seeing its completion. I think it'll be a great thing for the community.
Yeah, and I guess there is a little bit of public process involved in trying to find a site, and I couldn't help you guys were all admiring the Petro tanks that you can see from the cable house here, but I guess it's you have to sort of narrow it down and then work through a process to get a site selected and get art on it.
Right, because we want to keep everything open and let the community know exactly what's going on and what sites are available. We've got a couple we're looking at right now, a couple top priority ones. So as you said, it does take, it's not simply, oh, let's go put the mural there. It's, we have to notify the building owners and, there's a lot of people involved. So it's often with these projects, it's the process that really takes a long time. It's like painting a house that's 95% prep work. So we're in that prep work phase of it right now.
Okay. And another Choose Respect meeting in the near future?
Absolutely. The next meeting is next Monday, and it will be at noon at the Pioneer Home Manager's House. So that's the 28th, I believe, at noon, the P Home Manager's House.
Okay. And what's the timeline for this like? I mean, are you working under any kind of deadline at all, or do you want the process to just kind of evolve organically? What are you guys looking at?
We do have a timeline. I think, our ultimate goal for the unveiling of the mural is next October to coincide with Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The Beyond Words process has already started at Blatchley and will continue to the end of the school year. We'll be launching the community Beyond Words project in the next couple of weeks. We'll be asking community members to submit their invisible stories, so watch for announcements in the paper, and we'll be releasing prompts, 1 to 2 prompts a week for the next 6 weeks. The Keep Gushaheen school poster contest is taking place right now, and part of what they'll be creating will go to inform the mural. And then the artists will be selected at some time in April, and we'll be conceiving the idea in June and July, and hopefully start the painting by the end of the summer.
In summertime, yeah.
The installation will happen sometime in September, we hope. So that's sort of our tentative timeline.
All right. And so, Gretchen, it's not too late for people, somebody listening who's interested in this to come in and sit in on the meetings and
Definitely not,
and contribute. It still sounds like it's kind of in process, I guess.
That's right.
So. Absolutely. And this is a community project. We want the community to be involved. And so anyone who's interested is welcome to give me a call to find out more, or just stop by the meeting on Monday at the manager's house.
Okay.
You can also look at the Art Change website, which is
www.artchangeinc, that's one word, artchangeinc.org.
And particularly look at that if you're an artist interested in becoming involved in this project.
Right. There's also an Art Change Facebook page, too, an Art Change Inc. Facebook page that people can go to, and there's information on that as well as we're uploading some of the pieces that are coming from the work at the school.
All right. Well, keep us posted on how this is going.
Will do.
All the Health Summit projects are I mean, it's interesting that the Health Summit projects, they have a track record of actually, you know, the rubber meets the road on these things. So it'll be interesting to see how this evolves too.
Yeah,
so, Joe D'Arienzo, Gretchen Clark, and Julia Smith are on the our committee members for the Choose Respect mural project. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Thank you.